Wednesday, October 13th. As he reviewed the schedule for this morning, he looked with considerable disfavor on the discovery that he had to do a diplomatic credential ceremony this afternoon, and said he wanted to skip those from now on and as much other stuff of that kind as possible later in the day. So we cut the ceremonies down to eliminate the five-minute talk. The president simply received the credentials and ushered the ambassador to the door. That gave him a little guilty feeling, and later in the day he came up with the plan of having each ambassador bring his family to watch the ceremony, but still eliminate the five-minute talk. So we'll try that in the future. He was very anxious to try and work out the opportunity to go to Dean Acheson's funeral, but we can't do it because it's at 2 o'clock on Friday when he's scheduled to be in North Carolina. He did call Mrs. Acheson and gave her a military aid, etc., but was very disappointed we couldn't make the funeral, even to the point of having me call to see if they could change it to 11 o'clock in the morning, which they were unable to do. We had quite a long discussion this morning about China plans, going back on some of the things Henry had discussed with him. He's now decided he won't go to more than one other city beyond Peking, and maybe not even any others. He said that Henry's book that he went over with him last night is brilliant, but the president now wants a brief memo that tells first, what do we want to have come out of this visit? What are our goals, in other words? And second, what will the Chinese want to have come out of it that we have to resist? In other words, he wants to get down to the basics of what we're going to say, what our minimum goals are. He wants the book boiled down to its essentials, come directly to the point and cut out the BS on historical processes and everything and get it buttoned down. I covered this with Haig, who immediately called Henry, who was in Chicago today. And Henry called me back for clarification, being somewhat upset by the critique. End of October 13th.